Let us talk about the U.S. Women's National Team tonight. And there's a few things I want to say. First of all, for context, I'm looking forward positively to seeing the U.S. Women's National Team turn this around. I think this is really healthy that they have been eliminated. I do think U.S. soccer is accountable also. Now, you see the knives out for Vlatko Andonovsky. You see a lot of writers going after, he didn't substitute right, he didn't put players in the right places. Tactics were wrong. No question. That's a piece of it. There is no question. If you want to look micro and simply at the tournament, okay, if you want to go back and put this all in context, who chose Vlatko Andonovsky to be the coach? The players were given the opportunity basically to pick the coach by U.S. soccer, okay? So when you want to slam Andonovsky, you need to write that and put that in your article. That's number one. How do you think Andonovsky deals with the group of players that have basically endorsed him for the job? Do you not think that now changes the relationship that he has with the group of people and the way he maybe talks to them, pushes them? You bet your bottom dollar it does. So whoever becomes the next coach, it needs somebody with a firm hand, and it needs to be somebody that can guide young people, which leads me to Megan Rapinoe. Okay? Everybody's, oh, you can't pin it on her. I'm going to tell you why I pin some of it on her and maybe some another older player as well. You brought politics into the national team. Big mistake. The entire country loved the women's national team. You had the entire country in the palm of your hands. Elderly people loved the women. My parents in their 70s and in their 80s, my mom used to say, I love Abby Wambach. You know, we love these women, right? You blew it. And U.S. soccer's got a hand in that too, for not protecting the integrity of the program. Okay? I don't mind what people's politics and what they stand for. Don't bring it into sports. So that made soccer secondary the last 2.5 to 3 years to me. I don't think any question. So when Carly Lloyd gets upset, she's upset because she doesn't see the core values carried on, which were originated by those that came before her. So she's looking to the people that before her set the tone. Coaches, players, Lily, Ham, Acres, on and on we can go. I mean, I almost feel embarrassed. I'd be naming people all day here, right? I'd be naming people Overbeck, Sauerbrunn. Everybody carried these wonderful core values forward, and that is what people identified with, okay? So you let politics enter the fray, and this became a very outwardly pretentious. Maybe only a few people, but to the world, it was a pretentious, arrogant group. Okay? Listen to this quote from a player on the Netherlands. Her name is Lynette Berenstain. This just came out. This has been hot, and there's a lot of people agreeing on this. And let me tell you something else. People are coming to me saying, what happened to the U.S. women's national team? Why is there this attitude? It doesn't have to be political. We're talking soccer. Okay? To be arrogant is dangerous in soccer because it becomes a motivator for the opponent and those that are competing against you. So here's the Netherlands, Lynette Berenstain, which, by the way, the Netherlands and Spain, 8 o'clock. That's a can't-miss FIFA Women's World Cup. So she says, quote, from the start of the tournament, they had really big mouths, and already we're talking about the final. Don't start to talk about something that is so far away. I hope that they will learn from that. That's pretty interesting. And these types of things are coming from a variety of areas. So you say to yourself, how do you get to that point, right? How do you get there? You allowed this infection to get into the core values of the women's national team. Now, you combine that with many years ago watching the world catch up in soccer. We all knew that the great soccer-playing nations, if they wanted to get into this women's soccer gig, once they did, it would accelerate because of their culture, because of the primary sport in their country, because of the way they play the game in Spain and the Netherlands and Argentina and Colombia. By the way, Colombia in the last 8 from South America, probably has no resources. So it's no surprise that the U.S. were eliminated. And frankly, to me, it's the best thing that could have happened. Very similar to what I said after the U.S. did not qualify. Best thing that could happen. We can now move on some of these older players. We can get the focus and attention on a bunch of young guys who want to make their mark. And the same thing can now happen with big opportunity for the women's national team. They played poorly, okay? You can cry all you want about penalty kicks. That was their best game, and they still couldn't score a goal. I don't think Alex Morgan had a goal in the tournament, right? You knew there was trouble. You knew there was trouble if you're looking micro. So, yeah, you can bash on the coach all you want, but this thing is rooted a couple years back. And if you're not thinking like that, you aren't in context, and you're just a spectator. And a spectator to me is now identified as someone who's just a cheerleader and accepts everything and anything. And we got a lot of those with the women's national team. That's okay. You're supporters. But you also have to hear the truth, I think, and factor that in when you talk about this team. So if you want a knife and break out the knives and blame it all on Andonovsky, you're wrong. Okay? You're wrong. When Alex Morgan joined the women's national team, she changed the face of it with the way she played the game. Okay? It's time for her to move on. It's time for Rapinoe to move on. And to be fair, she wasn't there on merit. She can't get past anybody. She's not there on merit. She became a dancing teenager and showed no signs as a 38-year-old of any of passing on the core values and torch that she must have gotten from other players in the past. She didn't mentor. She didn't lead. She didn't guide by acting like that, the youth on this World Cup squad, no chance. And but honestly, the dancing and silliness was freaking obnoxious. Seriously, it's obnoxious. And it's so disrespectful to the game, your teammates, and everything else. So the last 3 years, women lost the focus. Soccer was secondary. Here's the good news. The elimination early, by the way, the first time the team has never made it to the semis, the best thing that could happen. And now we do a deep dive, top to bottom, on leadership at U.S. soccer, player development, everything going on with the women's game in this country. Opportunity beckons. Could be a great thing. Take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.